Blog Talk Radio.
If it's Friday, then it must be time for the one and only 30JK. Right here, right now, on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your studio announcer, Bumper Morgan.
And now
your host,
Jason Kelly. That's right. Yeah, come on. Yeah. Let's go.
This is Project JKSX.
Morgan for that wonderful welcome. 347-857-2310. That's my number, baby. So join in and jam on. Project JKFX is here, ready to rock the house. Let's go old school rolling, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Let's go. All right, ODJK, we're on the air, and so are you. And right now, you have not picked a more opportune time than right here today, bringing you some of that funky stuff. My guest, live from Motown Memories, WMEL FM 104.1, the very soulful Sweet Pea herself, Miss Patricia Washington, will be here to talk about all that she is. Originally from Chicago, Illinois, singing on several gospel albums with the Reverend Timothy Wright and others, she is the current host of Motown Memories. And it will be going into its second year in October. And her show is very, very different because she plays music by not only the popular Motown legends, but also the unsung artists, such as the Undantes and the Funk Brothers. Okay? Something to look forward to. 347-857-2310. That's 347-857-2310. Or you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/JKFX4Life. It's JKFX, the number 4, L-I-F-E, all capital, all one word. You spread the word and you know that word. Yeah. Now, before we get Patricia Washington ready to rock it out with us, it's time I give you a little treat, 30 JK Nation. All the way from Tokyo, Japan, my very best friend and yours, we hope, Woody Funk. That's right. She was discovered by Gregory Jackson and Bootsy Collins. Yes. And the rest was history. Dance and get your funky on. Yasashiku. Victory. Shout it out loud. Beautiful days. Need I go on? Now, she's got some brand new stuff for you to jam your butt off. This is a 1978 classic remade. It was originally done by Don Silva and the Brides of Funkenstein. Let's keep bumping on this. Disco to Go is the name of the song. Woody, give it to me. It's the J. Come on.
In 2011, the outbreak of funk wars bar Queen of Funk Body Punk and Indian Invasion star Boo Can't Dance on Funk. It was a sublime fight. Therefore, Body Punk exceeded at dancing star Boo, and Body Punk had to defend funk from Indian Invasion star Boo. Four years after that.
Naughty Funk, brand new funk for yo. Ooh, man, I can't even speak right now. I am so happy for you, Woody. Keep up the great work. Rock that talk box. Greg Jackson, I see you. Bootsy, I see you. That band, I see you. Let's rock and roll, baby. And yeah, Mr. Bozo, I got a message for you too. You come to Texas, you ain't got nowhere else to go. Me, Woody, Greg, and the whole Party Posse Effect, we got your number. You will dance, sucker. And now, it's time for our very special guest to arrive on the scene. Patricia Washington, come on down. This is Jason Kelly on 30JK.
Oh, see, you wrong. Can you hear me?
How you doing? Yes, I can.
I'm
yes.
fine. How are you?
Oh, man. I am honored to have you on my show today.
Oh, well, thank you for asking me, and thank you for having me.
So tell me about yourself.
What is there to tell? Usually when I talk about myself, I don't know what to say. Well, I'll start off with I was born in Chicago. I'm an only child.
Uh-huh.
I have two sons that are approximately 21 months apart.
Right.
I've been in music all my life. My dad brought me my first Motown record. The very first record he bought me was the Marvelettes' Please, Mr. Postman album.
Wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Yeah,
that started it.
That started it. And hey, the rest is history. I've been loving. I love all types of music, except really hard rock. That devil music. I really don't do that. But I like
not
all
that,
types.
Not
of music.
That heavy metal. No.
No, I can't. Not without a Tylenol or something. but
oh my
no,
God.
Sometimes I relax with a little Beethoven or I don't do country and western too much either. I gotta really like it.
Mhm. I'll tell you what, Texas has got a lot of country music. that's where I live at.
In Texas.
Yeah.
But I like it. I got choked.
Uh-oh.
Excuse me. No,
bless you.
I'm okay. Thank you. But no, I like Texas when I visited. My cousin was stationed at Fort Hood years ago.
Really?
And I had a good time. I did. It was kind of hot. But I tell you, the funny thing about Texas is we were on our way to Houston, and we passed this town called Hempstead. And you see this sign that says, "Welcome to Hempstead." And you see a little, I guess it's their city hall or something, and then you see a store, and then you see a high school or police station. Then you see a sign that says, "You are now leaving Hempstead." I'm like, what was that? What was that all
really?
About? That was the shortest town I've ever seen in my life. But Texas was good. I liked it. It's just hot, but it was good. Great food, too.
Cool. WMEL 104.1, that's where we find Motown Memories, correct?
That's where you find it. That's where it's happening right now, as a matter of fact.
How did you get with those guys? Tell 30JK Nation how you got with those guys at WMEL.
Well, actually, it started because I'm president of the official Marvelettes fan club on Facebook. And Mel, actually his name is Gamel Moore, the CEO of WMEL, he was doing an interview with Katherine Anderson Schaffner, one of the original members. And being that I was the president, he invited me on there on the show with her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I came on with her, and at around that same time, he knew that I had a book out. about my childhood. It's called Bedford Street Memoirs, Living on My Block in the 60s. So he invited me to come back on the show by myself and talk about my book. In that conversation, he was asking me about music and stuff, and I was just slaying him with it. I was just coming out with the music, you know. And then the next day after that interview, I'm thinking, okay, I'll never hear from this dude again. Next day he called me. He said, Patty, I'm doing a show with oldies, and I know you like oldies, and it's going to be called the DJ Mel Time Tunnel, and I'd like you to be my co-host. Trust me, I had never been on the radio before in my life. Never. But
never.
I went, never. And I co-hosted the DJ Mel Time Tunnel with him, and I would submit like maybe 10 songs on a playlist, so on and so forth. All right, now we're going to fast forward 2 years ago. It'll be 2 years in October. He asked me, he says, Sweet Pea, I know you brought up around gospel music, you sang gospel music, blah, blah, blah. How would you like to do a gospel show? So I'm being honest. I said, well, you know, I wouldn't mind doing a gospel show, but I'm going to get bored. I'll play like maybe 4 songs of gospel, and then I'm switching to Motown. So he said, no, you can't do that on a gospel show. I said, I know. So the answer is no. He said, well, how about a Motown show? And that's how I came up with Motown Memories. He named the show, because I didn't know what to name it. He said, how about Motown Memories with Sweet Pea? I said, that's perfect. My first guest was Miss Kim Weston. Take me in your arms, rock me for a little while. She came on my very first show, my pre-anniversary show, and she said, baby, I'm proud of you, and this is what I want you to do. She said, educate the people. Give us unsung artists a voice and let the people know that we did exist and we helped Motown become what it is today. And that's what I've done.
That's like what I've done. The Funk Brothers and the Andantes, Junior Walker's All Stars.
That's right.
I give Tammy them all Terrell.
Shorty Long.
Wow.
Little known artists like Omar Hurd or LaBrenda Benn. A lot of people didn't know that Leslie Uggams recorded for Motown. I play her music.
Get out of here, really?
Really?
That Leslie Uggams from Sesame Street? Wow.
I forget if she was on Sesame Street, but yes, she did. I remember
her being on Sesame when I was really young, man, I'm telling you.
Well, if you ever saw Roots, she played Kizzy in Roots. That's Leslie
Uggams.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
She recorded for Motown. Paul Peterson from the Donna Reed Show, he recorded for Motown, and I play his music. I actually only like one chain. He did the Marvin Gaye song. And then there's a lot of unreleased stuff that people don't even know about. Now, I played the flip side of Marvin Gaye's song, Your Unchanging Love. The song is called I'll Take Care of You. It's a ballad written by Harlan Dozier Holland. A lot of people never heard it. They said, Sweet Pea, where'd you get that from? And then on the flip side of that, I got criticized for playing these lesser-known artists. And I went on my show. Yes, I did. I went on my show. That really hurt my feelings. I went on my show, and I told them, I said, hey, this is my show. If you don't like what I'm playing, then you're welcome to go somewhere else. And for everyone that leaves, for every one of you that leave, it's going to be 10 more listeners that come in and listen.
Hello.
And I got some new listeners that night. Some of them came from Ghana. A lot of my listeners are from Australia, the UK. I'm all over the place.
And I am one of your fans, too.
Thank you. But, yep, I got criticized for it, and I'm cool with it. I'm good because the more they hate, the more I elevate. Hello.
Right. Because when people first hear of you and when they think of Motown Memories, they usually think the Miracles, Stevie, Temps, Tops, Diana.
Yeah, but it's more than that. It's more than
Boyz
that.
II Men.
It's like Popcorn, Wiley. He was He was a musician, but he was a recording artist. Mickey Stevenson sang, but I don't think he did any solo work. He did sing with the Marvelettes at one time on a song. Mix It Up. Not Mix It Up. I forget the name of the song. Slow Twistin', that's what it was. He sang with Gladys Horton. Johnny Griffith of the Funk Brothers, he made something. Earl Van Dyke of the Funk Brothers made something. A lot of people didn't know that Eddie Willis of the Funk Brothers wrote Home Cooking for Junior Walker. Every month I feature songwriters of the month. I had Pamela Sawyer, who wrote Love Child, on my show. Candy Gant, she wrote a song for the Miracles called That Girl. Candy is from the Mary Jane Girls, like I said.
Oh, I know Mary Jane. I like those ladies.
See?
Rick James and all that, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't know. Diana Ross even wrote a song. Nobody knew.
But thanks to you, now they do.
They know now. And plus, like when I had the Supremes birthday celebration a few months back, I feature from the Primettes on. I don't just take it from the Supremes, the hit making Supremes, because before they were the Supremes, they were the Primettes. People seem to forget that. I just did Martha and the Vandellas. First they were the Delphi's. Then they were the Vels. Then they were the Vandellas. And they had a leader before Martha named Gloria Williamson. And she was perfect. She was great. But she left the group, and that left Martha to lead them. Nobody knew that. Nobody knew that. See, I just break it down for them. I do.
Entertaining and informing.
Mm-hmm. And I'm doing just what Kim Weston told me to do. I'm educating the people.
Right.
That's what I'm doing.
If you can't do it, nobody can do it.
That's
who
it.
Who will?
And also another tidbit they didn't know, they didn't even know Claudette Robinson wrote a song with her husband.
Smokey?
Also, I played it on my song. Also, I featured Claudette sometime. She did a version of Ooh Baby Baby herself. That's killer.
Wow.
Lois Reeves, Martha's sister, she recorded for Motor City. I feature her music, Patience is a Virtue. She rocks hard.
And
that's what my show is all about. I 3 hours of informative music. That's what
it's
all about.
Ladies and gentlemen of 30JK Nation, this is Patricia Washington, better known as Sweet Pea, from Motown Memories. You need to listen to this show. If they want to contact you about your show, how do they do it?
Well, I'm on Facebook, doggone it, y'all. You can reach me on Facebook. I have my official website. You can check things out. I have podcasts on there. I just had Gerald Alston, for you ladies out there, just had him on there. My official website is www.PatriciaSweetPeaWashington.com. And if you want to listen to the podcast, you can listen to them. Just go to the option that says Motown Memories, and it'll say upcoming shows, and it'll say podcasts. I think next week I'm doing the tops and the temps if you want to listen in. And we're going to have a good time.
Congratulations on your second year coming in October.
Yes, sir. It's coming up. And I'm very glad about it. It's a blessing. And also, congratulations to the honorees of the Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame, of which I serve on the advisory board, along with some other illustrious people. That will take place in October in Detroit, and I'm hoping to see a lot of people there, including Mickey Motown Shad.
Hey, what's up, Mickey Mo? I see you, brother.
Yeah, he's there.
Yeah, man. Hey, I am so happy that you came on. I love your show. I'm gonna listen to your show right after I get off the air. So, hey, keep up the great work, and who knows?
If you miss it, you know the podcast will be available. And I thank you
for having me. You heard that, didn't you, guys? Well, you're welcome so much. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Anytime you want to come back on, you're more than welcome to do so. And I do have your number, so, hey, I will just say thank you. And, hey, keep in touch. And
I sure will.
Stay in the loop often, all right?
I sure will keep in touch.
All right. Thank you, Sweet Pea.
You're welcome, Jason.
All right. See you later.
All righty.
Bye-bye. Awesome. 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 Wow. Wow. Awesome. 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 All right. That's it. We're done here for the day. And next week at the same time, we will have Jazzy Jason DeCanio coming at you with an exclusive revealing interview. You don't want to miss out. Till then, Jason Kelly saying, horns up, head up, keep your chin up, because that's what True Devils always do, all day, all night, all the time. And we'll see you right back here for more 30JK. 30 minutes with who? Jason Kelly. That's right. Sure. Yep. And it's always imparting. You remember this right here. It's a JK thing. Sissy. We'll see you on the flip side. Jason, I'm gone. This has been a Project AKFX Worldwide Online presentation. Yeah, baby.